Gustavo, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First, I'd like to thank Giovanni and the school for the invitation. It's a great pleasure for me to participate of this high-level conference and show our transparency initiatives. Subject has in the spotlight in recent times in Brazil as an effective way to combat and to prevent corruption. In Brazil, the transparency policies of the federal government are the responsibility of the Office of the Comptroller General, CGU. But what is CGU? CGU is the acronym for Controladoria Geral da União. This is a sector that belongs to the structure of the Brazilian federal government and is directly linked to the presidency of Brazil. This unit was responsible for developing transparency policies in the Brazilian federal government. CGU represents the internal audit unit at the anti-corruption agency of the Brazilian federal government. Since 2003, the CGU has a status of ministry, with the minister being appointed by the president of Brazil. Main functions of CGU comprise the execution of internal audits, including the forwarding of the results of these audits to the bodies that are responsible for the enforcement of applicable sanctions, the taking of disciplinary actions, corruption prevention, and the activities of ombudsman. These four functions are performed by four specific units in the CGU that are interconnected. Each of these units has to send information to the others with the aim to prevent and combat corruption. For example, if the ombudsman receives complaints about frauds, this information is shared with other units. The Federal Internal Control Secretariat will conduct audits to check procedures. Of corruption prevention and strategic information will use this information to prevent other frauds from occurring. The board will apply sanctions on the public servants responsible for the fraud. In the last 7 years, more than 3,000 public servants were discharged by the Brazilian federal government, and 6% of them being dismissed on corruption charges. For us, this is an important figure because in Brazil, public servants have job security and cannot be dismissed without a really good reason. CGU, the Secretariat of Corruption Prevention and Strategic Information, is responsible for developing the transparency policies, and we are developing a comprehensive anti-corruption action plan. We are setting up policies to strengthen public oversight, encouraging people to check the actions of the government. For example, we have a specific program called Eagle Eye on the Public Money. This program aims at promoting change in society through education, access to information, and social mobilization. By this means, we want to foster public oversight and build capacity to enable people to take part in the management of public resources. We are also implementing a specific policy with the aim to strengthen public management and training public servants in issues about public administration. Our unit is also responsible for verifying whether the international conventions about corruption have been implemented correctly. Brazil signed and ratified 3 conventions, the United Nations Conventions, the OAS Conventions, and the OECD Convention Against Corruption. We are also developing a lot of initiatives to improve the legal framework by changing laws with the aim to prevent and combat corruption. In addition, we also develop action plans aimed at promoting ethics and citizenship, including specific actions for young people. We, for example, develop a website for kids with a lot of games created to increase ethical practice. As I mentioned, one of the bases of anti-corruption policy is transparency. For us, the right to information is essential for fighting against corruption, for strengthening public management, for improving public oversight, and for allowing social inclusion. For us, transparency and the right to information go beyond the publicity and beyond the simple publication of expenditures. Transparency includes 2 main aspects: delivery of understandable information in public access to official documents. In this context, Since the 90s, but mainly after the year 2000, the Brazilian government has developed several action plans on transparency. Since some of the major milestones were the passing of the fiscal responsibility law in 2000, the constant improvement of the integrated system of financial management for the federal government, the creation of ComprasNet, that is an electronic procurement and bidding system. In 2000, specific procedures were adopted that set in place a system of public bidding using a kind of electronic reverse auction on the internet. This modality of bidding is used for the purchase of common goods and services independently of value. This information about the bidding of the Brazilian federal government can be checked in real time by the citizen in a portal called ComprasNet. The ComprasNet portal provides access to procurement legislation, electronic reverse auctions notes and results, as well as post-award contract details for other procurement modalities. It also offers automatic alerts on tenders and quotations according to the type of goods and services or geographic criteria for registered suppliers. Citizens can view scheduled reverse auctions and check in real time reverse auctions. In 2004, the Brazilian federal government created the Transparency Portal. We'll be looking at the features of the portal later in this presentation. In 2005, the Brazilian federal government made compulsory that each ministry create its own transparency pages on the internet. Each have to have details about budget execution. Already in 2005, the procedures about e-biddings were enhanced and the non-use of e-biddings for the purchase of common goods and services now have to be justified. In the year 2006, a lot of cities and states began to create their own transparency portals with information about their budget execution. In 2007, the Brazilian federal government developed a specific system to improve transparency by agreeing to transfer funds to states, cities, and NGOs. Furthermore, in 2007, the Brazilian federal government devised a new way to realize small public purchase by means of a credit card. This initiative enabled the disclosure of these transactions on the transparency portal. In 2008, we created a bill about access to information and published a list of companies that had been penalized by public administration. Companies are now prohibited from signing contracts with the Brazilian government. We began to inform the citizens what companies were punished for having carried out illegal practices. 2009, a great change in terms of transparency occurred in Brazil. The law number 131 was passed, changing the fiscal responsibility law. This initiative has forced the federal government, states, and municipalities to publish in real time their revenues and expenditures on the internet. Before this law, there were questions about the criteria used to update the information. I'd like to present you our transparency portal. So of the Brazilian Office of the Comptroller General is a web page where data on the financial execution of the federal government of Brazil is disclosed in less technical language than in accounting systems and without the need of a password. The portal was developed based on the assumption that citizens and civil society organizations would take active part in checking the use of public resources, turning it into an important mechanism to curb corruption. In this regard, the Transparency Portal provides contents of an informative nature with the objective to encourage the practice of control. Possible suspicions or identification of any problem should be communicated to the Office of the Comptroller General using a specific form. As I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, one of the main features of our portal is the easy access. We are trying more and more to increase and to facilitate access to the data. As I said in the beginning of this presentation, transparency for us has to be done with delivery of understandable information. So, one of the guidelines of our portal, simplified navigation in which anyone can find information of interest. It is also necessary to obtain reliable information and update it, and it takes time. With objective of turning the portal into a tool of public oversight. Transparency Portal ensures citizens' oversights by translating complex technical terms used in governmental rendering of accounts into a user-friendly language. The transformation of technical language into common understandable language is one of the most important tasks. Many times, it's not easy for people to comprehend the meaning of a technical language, creating barriers to social participation. Let me give you an example. In Brazil, we have a great public policy that's called the Bolsa Família program. This public policy has been one of the main contributing factors to reduction the poverty in Brazil. The Bolsa Família program, translated as Family Aid in English, provides financial aid to poor Brazilian families. The official name of Bolsa Família is Transfer of Direct Income to Families in Condition of Poverty and Extreme Poverty. This official name is used in official budgets and all official expenditure documents of the program. However, if we publish the official name on the portal, very few people would be able to understand that information because the program is commonly known by another name, Bolsa Família. So we have to translate the more technical term into the more common term used by people. If you consult our portal about the Bolsa Família program, you can check each one of the 11 million Brazilian families that are benefiting from the program and how much they are receiving per month. In our portal, data are extracted from numerous databases and organized in a way so that citizens can have a comprehensive view of the budgetary and financial spending by the federal government. Some of the data have to be updated daily and other data week or monthly. Thus, the data posted in the Transparency Portal are under the responsibility of the ministry involved as they are the executors of the government programs. CGU, in turn, collect and post all this information about how these federal resources are invested on the Transparency Portal. Since its launch, the number of visitors to our portal has been increasing steadily, as shown in the picture. The portal has disclosed funds equivalent to $4.8 trillion and more than 1 billion payments are registered. We are getting about 230,000 visitors per month in the portal. A tool to prevent corruption, the portal is being pointed out in different national and international meetings as a project of excellence in the fight against corruption. In Brazil, the Transparency Portal received many awards, as you can see in this slide. Worth mentioning that the Transparency Portal was pointed out by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crimes, UNODC, such as important work in promotion of transparency and public money spending. In this sense, the Transparency Portal of Brazil was mentioned in the Conference of States Parts to the United Nations Convention Against Corruption as being one of the five best practices in strategies for transparency and fight against corruption in the world. This is the layout of the portal. The link is www.portaldatransparencia.gov.br. See, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of sections. At the top of the site, the expenditures, the revenues, the money transferred to states and municipalities can be consulted. You can also consult the situation of public servants. It's possible to check if someone works for the Brazilian federal government, his position, his workplace, his workload, his career level, and a lot of other information. In order to foster citizen oversight, it also has a main list in which citizens can register to be informed of transfers made by the federal government to his or her municipality or state. The number of subscribers has increased from 10,000 to more than 35,000 in the last 2 years. As I mentioned, the information in the Transparency Portal has to be updated daily. So every day, about 54,000 new documents have to be tested. This task is completed in 4.5 hours. Here, we have an example of one section of the Transparency Portal. It shows the details of a public purchase. In this specific case, a public university is buying computer products. It's possible for anyone to see which company is being hired, the source of funds, and several other budget and financial information. Next, this slide, we are showing more details about this contract. This is the same thing. slide shows the expenditure made with government credit card used by a public servant. It looks like a statement of a common credit card. All expenses are shown with the description of the company and the amount paid. Anyone can check how this money is being spent. It's important to note that this initiative allows citizens and journalists to check the correct use of the government credit card. After the publication of this data, there was a big scandal in Brazil involving a minister of state who used this government credit card for a personal purchase in a duty-free shop in an airport. This minister was dismissed in the wake of this scandal. This case proves the importance of transparency as an essential tool of public oversight and corruption prevention. Transfers of funds to states and municipalities can also be consulted. The slide shows the amount that was transferred from the federal government to a tourist city in Brazil. It verifies how much is allocated in each area and make comparisons with other areas and other cities. I would like to say that we have created one specific section in our portal about the budget for the World Cup, which be held in Brazil in 2014. In this section, you can see a table showing the estimated expenditures of around $10 billion. And you can also check a lot of other details, the planning amount in the timetable for implementation, photos, a lot of things. We also have created a specific session for the 2006 Olympic Games that will be held in Rio de Janeiro. And just as the World Cup section, the Olympic Games section shows a lot of details about project expense for an estimated amount of $7 billion. For the end of my presentation, I would like to invite you to watch three short videos, I promise, on the national campaign about our transparency portal. These videos were broadcast in several Brazilian TV channels and are aiming to encourage citizens to access our transparency portal and to exercise public oversight. They were based in typical Brazilian people. 1 minute.